USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wednesday after a gunman who was later found dead opened fire at the Natalie Medical Building on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Tulsa Police Deputy Chief Eric Douglas.
We have four civilians that are dead. We have one shooter that is dead. And right now, we believe that is self-inflicted.
Dan Goldman, the former lead counsel for House Democrats in their failed impeachment of President Trump, he's planning to jump into the crowded Democrat primary in New York's 10th congressional district. Goldman, a former federal prosecutor and MSNBC talking head, is expected to announce his intentions in the coming days. After more than two decades as a Silicon Valley power player, Sheryl Sandberg, chief operating officer at Meta, also known as Facebook, is stepping down. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A ruling has been made in Michigan politics.
One Michigan GOP gubernatorial hopeful lost a key ballot ruling on Wednesday. The ruling affects Perry Johnson, a businessman considered to be a leading candidate for the GOP nomination. The decision could also apply to three other candidates, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who's also been scratched from the GOP ballot over invalid signatures. Five other candidates are on the ballot. The winner will face Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden has pledged to send Ukraine more advanced rocket systems and munitions to more precisely strike key targets on the battlefield. The White House had been hesitant to send more weapons, which have long been requested by Kyiv. The Biden administration will send the systems as part of a new $700 million military aid package for Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The billions of dollars and massive amounts of weaponry President Biden has promised to President Zelensky of Ukraine in his fight against the Russians is leading to a situation that draws parallels to Vietnam. Representative Tim Burchett on Newsmax.
It's just beyond me that this amount of money that we don't even have, which we're borrowing from the Chinese, which they all intelligence tells us that's where our next conflicts are going to be involving. So it raises a lot of questions, and this reminds me of very parallels to Vietnam, if you remember our short history there. I mean, our short memory of that. We sent money. They stole some of it. We sent some armament in there. They couldn't handle it. We sent advisors in, and then we sent troops in, and then they sent body bags home of American soldiers. And I just, this further inclement towards war, to me, is a very, very serious issue.
Shock and sadness filled social media as the news of Marion Barber's death spread Wednesday evening. The former Dallas Cowboys running back would have been 39 on June 10th. He was found north of Dallas in Frisco, Texas, at his apartment. Police were sent there on a welfare check. The investigation into his death continues. A hot air balloon crashed in Burlington, Wisconsin, Wednesday, hitting a train, according to officials and witnesses. A photo from a witness showed the balloon missing its basket, tangled in power lines. Two people were airlifted by Flight for Life to local hospitals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.